Now, from the world of Phil Hendry, it's the Bobby Dooley Show.
Well, thank you, and welcome from the world of Phil Hendry. I am Bobby Dooley. This is very exciting. This is our very first live radio broadcast under the banner of the world of Phil Hendry.
Yeah.
And my husband Steve is with me. This is the Bobby Dooley Show.
Yeah, let me get it.
I'll do it. For the next hour, I will be talking with you and commenting on some of the big news stories of the day. I'll be giving you my perspective as a mother, as... Don't do that, Steve.
I'm sorry.
I'll be giving you my perspective as a mother, as a wife, as the president of the Western States Homeowners Association, as well as the Western States Parent-Teacher Organization.
Yeah.
Hold on, please. I am Bobby Dooley. Okay, my husband is so anxious to talk, honey. What I'm doing, and I don't want to take up too much of the audience's time with technical talk. What I was doing, honey, is I'm... What Mr. Hendry told us to do, and to let the audience in, he said, you know, bring the music up for a dramatic, you know?
Oh, yeah, no, to bring the music up for the drama, yeah.
Yes, and so I was... I think they call it swelling the music, and I'm seeing that... What's that noise I just heard?
No, it's just me.
Okay, I would ask my husband... Don't do that, honey. Okay. Anyway, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Bobby Dooley Show from the world of Phil Hendry. Phil is our executive producer. I don't want to sound as if I'm... I guess what a less polite company would say, I don't want to sound like I'm kissing up to him, or...
Yeah, kissing on, you know, kissing is...
Yeah, kissing is you know what. But we do owe a lot to Phil, making available this time. But we have a great many exciting things that we're involved in, and one of them, of course, is our podcast, the Bobby Dooley Podcast. We also have some other news that we're very excited to eventually tell you about, but we're going to keep it under wraps for now. But let's just say you're going to be hearing a lot more from Bobby Dooley and, of course, by extension, my husband, Steve.
But what does that mean, by extension?
Well, what that means is that... What do you mean? I mean, you're serious?
No, oh, I'm sorry. No, I just didn't know.
You're a part of the project, Steve. Don't worry about it, okay? We're doing the show right now.
No, you're right.
Okay. So Steve's very anxious and excited, as I am, and he wants to know how he figures in. And you figure in, honey. Don't worry about it. Although, because of the corporate papers that were drawn up by Mr. Boneal...
No, yeah, I know you get 60%, but...
Okay. But California's a community property state, so we're good there. Okay, enough of that. We're getting so sidetracked here. I am just really excited to be with all of you. My name is Bobby Dooley. I'm the mother of three boys, Justin, Seth, and Dylan. And also, I think it bears some mention that we are this weekend observing the 50th anniversary of the passing of Fitzgerald John Fitzgerald Kennedy, or Fitz, as they called him, or I guess they called Fitz was someone else. That was someone else. Never mind. But Fitzgerald Kennedy, or John, or...
And they also called him Jack, too.
And they did call him Jack. They called him Jack. And it's too bad that the First Lady wasn't named Jill. And I don't think I'm being indelicate.
That would have been great, you know.
And it probably would have been very... If you think about the memory... I know a lot of you people that are elderly remember the day it happened, and I don't mean to be disrespectful, but I'm much younger than you, and so we look at these events as... We look at these events, yes, more dumb, and I should have put it a better way, but we are more dumb about it, but we do have respect, even though we're less dumb, or...
Well, we're less... Yeah, we're more dumb.
We're more dumb and less smart about it. But I was thinking, as Steve and I were driving over... I said, Steve, what do you think we should say about the death of Fitzgerald or John, of John, 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 John,
Well, John was the son.
What's that?
John was the son.
John was the son of who?
Of John Kennedy.
Okay, so let me get Cecil Abercrombie. Cecil, I'm so sorry. Do you know?
Yes, I do. John was John Jr., and he died.
He was the one in the plane crash. Okay, I'm sorry. John was not president. And I think a lot of people, especially my age and younger, thought that he was. And I apologize to our elderly people.
And one other thing, Bobby. A lot of people remember the Kennedy assassination who are not elderly, per se. They may be in their, shall we say, they're in their early 50s, perhaps. And they have some memory, not a lot.
Okay, so, but I'm not being... I'm right, right?
No, I'd say essentially you're wrong out there. But it's your show.
It's my show, so I can go ahead and twist in the breeze. Is that what you mean? Cecil Abercrombie, I love him so much. Cecil is our announcer on our podcast, and I asked him to come along here tonight. Why is everyone looking at us like that?
I don't know, but I mean, we don't mean to be disrespectful or anything like that. I just want to be on the record for that.
Yeah, we want to go on the record and say that. We know that this is a very significant weekend. I'm sorry if I... John, I know, was the son. I knew that was the son, but I thought the father was called John too when he took the oath of office, but I guess not. That would be...
Well, you're not going to call yourself John when you're going to be on the presidency.
Okay, that is true. That's a very, very good point. Okay, well, all right, enough said, and we've got that straightened out, I think. You're certainly welcome to call in and give us more information on that if you want, if we can get to your call. There's an awful lot, though, that I want to talk about tonight, and we will talk about, for instance, I want to talk about Snapchat. A lot of you don't know what Snapchat is because you're like me. Excuse me, there's something very thick and congealed in the back of my throat. Can you get me, Cecil, would you get me some hot water and a couple of aspirin? Just make some coffee for us, will you?
Yeah, go ahead, make the coffee, will you? All right.
Thank you. I need to get some hot water, ladies and gentlemen. There's a thick wad of something in the back of my throat. Oh, stop, you bad boy. Okay, so let's do this. I want to give you a heads up on what we're going to talk about. Snapchat is a new social media site. One of the reasons why Snapchat came along is because, and I know this because Steve and I host a lot of parties for our son, Dylan, who is our eldest, and we talk to the kids. The kids are not afraid to talk to us. Are they afraid to talk to their own parents? A lot of them are. Steve and I are blessed in that so many of the kids that come over to our house, they like to sit around and talk with us and shoot the bull because we understand them and because we don't judge them. And they have told us, quite frankly, that they prefer Snapchat because Facebook has gotten, I guess it's just gotten really disgusting, hasn't it?
Yeah, they say it disgusts them. Their parents disgust them. And
yeah, a lot of the parents, they disgust their children, and so the kids are over on Snapchat because they're disgusted with their mother and father.
Yeah.
And they, very unfortunately, they're talking to us because we understand.
Yeah, we're more with it, and we get it. We get it about the teen, if you're going to be a teen.
If you want to be a teen, and you're going to be a teen, and you haven't yet been a teen, I guess is what, then you do want to speak with us. If you want to be a teen and you're older, then
you want to talk to a psychologist.
Yeah, you'd want to talk to a therapist, absolutely. All right, everyone. So that is the heads up on what's coming up in our next segment. Again, I am Bobby Dooley, and my husband Steve is here with us, and we're just so very, very excited to be with you here on this very first Bobby Dooley show broadcast, podcast, broadcast, whatever, here in the world of Phil Hendry. Well, welcome back, everyone, to the world of Phil Hendry, and I am Bobby Dooley. The Bobby Dooley Show, executive produced by our very good friend Phil Henry. It's an exciting night, and Ray Garfer, let's bring Ray in. I have to introduce you to Ray before we get into our discussion of Snapchat. What do you think, Ray?
Oh, I think it's something that is what you've needed.
You do?
I do. And I think that our Wintertacular that's going to be coming up, you know, Steve.
Yeah, Ray and Ray is our decorator. He's also...
Ray is our caterer, our decorator. He does everything for our taculars, Ray. So you like our radio show?
I think it's exactly what you've needed. And I think it's going to only get bigger and broader and more wonderful. And hello to everyone. And this lady here is my hero, Steve. Steve knows this. She's my hero. Since she hired our firm, we've been doing all of the taculars.
And the job that he does with our... We do our fall tacular, our what goes after fall? I always forget.
Winter taculars next.
The winter tacular, then the summer.
No. That...
Spring?
Spring, and then summer, and then... There's nothing... Then fall again, right?
Yeah, then fall. And we've got something exciting for winter.
Did you get in touch with the people?
Yeah, I did. I got in touch with the young lady at the Ritz in Paris. And the only reason why I remembered her number, that was the last place that Princess Diana had been.
Before the accident?
Before the accident. But I remembered the number because I called. So I got in touch with her. And I think we're going to be able to pull it off.
Oh, God. Wait till you hear. We are going to have featured at our Wintertacular Louis XIV, one of his favorite pieces from the palace at Versailles, a beautiful end table. Oh, God, I dare hope?
I think we're going to make it happen, but I want to just say, this is you, and I'm excited to see this happening for her, Steve. I really am.
Well, you know what? And we owe a lot of you, too, Ray. You, Garfer, and everyone at Garftacular. And again, Bobby?
Yeah, you know, we should mention Ray took the name of his company from our four taculars. Garftacular now is the interior design company for so many of the big events in Western States and beyond in the San Fernando Valley.
Yes, hopefully we'll put on the map catering business as we move into these different kinds of wedding ceremonies. We're doing now all of them. We're doing the Muslims, we're doing the Buddhist ceremonies, we are doing Satanic, which I know scares a lot of people, but it's just Wiccan. A lot of the polygamist sects, which I know are illegal technically, but we are branching out and even converting in some cases. So...
Well, I'm so happy to see you, Ray. Congratulations.
All right, Ray, way to do it.
Thank you very much.
Ray Garfner from Garftacular. And again, he said, I'm going to name my company Garftacular. And I said,
she still tears up, you know.
I really do. I remember when we became excuse me for a minute. When Steve and I became the president and vice president of the Homeowners Association at the Western States Homeowners Association, which is the Homeowners Association of the Western States, excuse me.
What, water, honey?
If you wouldn't mind, Steve. I'm very emotional tonight because it's a big night. When we became the president and vice president of the Homeowner Association of the Western Estates Homeowners Association, right?
Yeah.
When we became the president and the vice and the... I have to get some water. Hold on. Oh, God, thank you. When we became the vice president and the president and the vice president...
Oh, just the president, vice president.
What? Don't interrupt me, please. When we became... I'm sorry, everyone. When we became the vice president of... The United States. No, the Vice President and the President of the Western Estates Homeowners Association, which is where?
In Western Estates.
That's right. I'm sorry. In Western Estates, we took over an organization that was on its last legs. When we looked at Western Estates, the overall plan, the community itself, it was an absolute disaster. The only thing I could compare it to, and I did, and people nodded their heads. They said, you know something, you're right, and you're the first one to have the guts and the courage to say it, Bobby. I said, it looks like Jonestown to me. It really, really, really does. Okay. And
well, you know, and they did say that, you know, Bill Spool had turned, you know...
Well, Bill Spool had been the former president of the Western Estates Homeowners Association. He was very ill. He had taken to wearing sunglasses. He was sweating a lot. He was sitting over in the cabana near the community pool, leaning back and forth in his chair with a microphone. He had a Mr. Microphone. I'll never forget it. He got his granddaughter's Mr. Microphone, and he was in some sort of a drug-induced mania as he was babbling into this thing. We got to get gone, children. Do you remember?
Yeah, and people would walk by him and just go, Bill, you know, what are you doing? And he just, yeah, we got to get gone. Have some Kool-Aid.
Oh, he's offering people to drink this disgusting... He said it was the Flavor-Aid, and I took a sip of it. It was the most disgusting margarita. Later on, I find out he urinated into it.
Well, you can say it.
No, I will not say it. I will not. I'm a lady, all right? There are some things that are still very much real. I'm a lady. That will not change, and I will not say it. He urinated into it. And I took a good long drink before I suddenly went, oh, my God. So Bill Spool today resides at the Atascadero Forensic Hospital in Atascadero, California, which does house some of the more dangerous, criminally insane, but also people like Bill that are just unfortunate souls whose mania eventually got out of control. But this is what we had here, ladies and gentlemen. It was Jonestown. You could almost see the bloated bodies, even though there were not. Your mind wanted to see them. Because I remember, Steve, when we drove in that first day.
Oh, the stink.
The stink was unbelievable.
Yeah, it just the stink, and we found out on account of the stink, and now I'm going to cry.
No, even Steve is getting emotional. It's all right, honey. Hold my hand. Go ahead.
And we found out later, it's just they had a lot of old people, and it apparently was the smell of some kind of lanolin or lotion or something.
We thought it was the Nivea lotion or something that a lot of the elderly, but the place stunk, and Bill was a disgrace as he sat there sweating like a pig and sucking down what he thought was Flavor-Aid, and it was about 98% straight, cheap mezcal and a little bit of what he called lime juice, which I found out later on, no, it wasn't. I'm Bobby Dooley, and welcome to the world of Phil Hendry, and I am so, so excited to be with you here. We're going to continue with our hour of broadcasting as we give you a little bit of the history here of Western Estates, but we also want to continue our conversation about Snapchat. Do you know that your children have fled Facebook for Snapchat because you and your husband embarrassed them? In many cases, disgust them. In many cases, you sicken them. And I am sick for you. And I'm sick for me. Even though my kids don't mind me and me and him.
And I'm their father.
Yeah, me and him, the mother and father. They don't mind us at all. In fact, they love talking to us. But Dylan did say to me, he said, Mom, are you going to talk about Facebook? I said, yes, honey, I am. He said, thank God. He said, I'm sorry, Mom, for the language, but thank, and he said, JC. I said, it's all right, honey, I understand. We'll be talking about the disgusting nature of Facebook and, well, of you.
But we want everybody to know that we're on your side and everything like that.
Yes, but we do want to get back to Bill Spool and what he left us here at Western Estates as Steve and I took over as the president and the vice president of the Western Estates Homeowners Association and eventually whipped this place into shape. But we must have spent 7 months shoveling dirt, just literally shoveling dirt, out of the townhomes down here. I spent another 8 months shoveling dirt out of Bill Spool's office.
And laundry.
And then I spent another 9 months doing his laundry. It really was. We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen, here from the world of Phil Hendry.
The world of Phil Hendry and the Bobby Dooley Show will continue right after this.
Don't put your hand on that part of my body. Oh, we're still on the air.
What'd I do?
Don't put your hand on my butt. You're squeezing my butt.
And now, the world of Phil Hendry presents The Bobby Dooley Show.
Thank you very, very much, and welcome back to The Bobby Dooley Show. I'm Bobby Dooley. My goodness, Steve and I are going to tell you a little bit more about Snapchat, but my goodness, on television, I had no idea. Rob Lowe is on television as Fitzgerald.
John Fitzgerald.
As John Fitzgerald Kennedy. I didn't know Kennedy looked like Rob Lowe. He is handsome.
Oh, yeah, Kennedy was handsome.
I didn't know that. No wonder he had all of the women that they say that he did, didn't he?
Well, I...
What's wrong? Go ahead. You know what I want? I want full disclosure and honesty on this program. I want Steve to know, and I want you to know, my listeners, we want to be honest because this is one of the reasons why the kids love to talk to us and, yes, are revolted by their parents, and you may be one of them. I'm not saying that to be cruel, but so many of these kids come to our house on weekends and go through our refrigerator and, you know, play the video games with our boys and swim in the pool, and they'll just sit on the floor with me. I'll sit on the floor with them, and they'll say, you know something, Ms. Dooley? And sometimes I let them call me Bobby. It is so disgusting at my house because my mother is disgusting, and I'll just say, you know...
Yeah, we'll just go, yeah, well...
Yeah, and we'll just... Yeah, we will. We'll say, just, it's so bad for you. So we want everyone to know, Steve,
Well, you mean about now? You want me to say, because I'm feeling better now.
Well, I know you're feeling bad, but you were crying like a little, not little girl.
Oh, boy.
What is your problem?
I touched your butt, and then you're saying don't do it.
Because we're on the radio.
No one can see it. And I probe.
Oh, Steve, don't, I know I want full disclosure. You don't have to talk about probing. Do you understand me?
Okay, but...
Do you understand? I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. Would you give me just a second? This is our first show, and I don't want you touching my butt or probing or whatever you call it.
You've never ever...
What?
You never said... Here, let me just get another squeeze.
Would you get...
Ow!
I just struck my husband, and that's something we do. It's all right.
How'd you do that?
I'll do it again, Steve. And you know I mean it.
All I wanted was a little squeeze.
Come here.
Please don't.
Come here.
Oh, yeah. Man, that hurt.
I'll do it again. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. This is how I, as the kids like to say, this is how I roll. My husband and I have a wonderful marriage. I love him very much. He loves me. But he will not put his hands on my you-know-what while we're on the radio. I know, Steve, that there's no camera. It doesn't matter, because what he did was it was a squeeze and then... I'm sorry, I need some water.
Oh, right here.
Thank you, Gene Abercrombie.
My name is Abercrombie, not Abercrombie.
I'm a little upset. He squeezed and then...
Oh, you're going to have to tell him now? God.
Steve, be quiet. Because I'll go for number three. Do you want...
Woo!
He squeezed my buttock and then came the two-finger probe of my inner thigh, is what I'm saying.
God, you have to tell people.
How many times do I have to slap your face?
That's all.
That doesn't happen to me. I'm a woman. I'm an empowered woman. I dare say I probably have more guts than most any woman that's listening to this show right now. And why do I have those guts? Because I learned from my father, Daddy Dooley. I call him Daddy Dooley. My maiden name is Dobie. But we call him Daddy Dooley. That's what the boys call him. And my father was a United States Army officer. And he told me, he said, Roberta Dobie, you, or as they call me, Bobby Roby Dobie.
What was your middle name?
Oh, you're back?
Yeah, I got some ice.
My middle name was Roby.
Right, Roberta.
Well, my first name was Roberta. My middle name was Roby. They called me Bobby, so it was Bobby Roby Dobie. I know, it's just a little silly. But you laughing right now, I don't like that, so don't do that.
Sorry.
He used to say to me, Roberta, honey, or Bobby Roby Dobie, don't you ever take any stuff off of anyone. If you have to, take your car keys, honey, and make sure one of the keys is sticking through your knuckles and jam it right into his throat. And my father used to say, I don't care who it is. It could be a husband. It could be a mouthy checkout guy. It could be some doorman at a hotel giving you a lot of mouth. So that was Daddy and Daddy Dooley, or Daddy Dooley Dobie.
See, that was the thing about those nicknames got you confused.
It confused me a little bit. Daddy Dooley or Daddy Dobie Doobie Doo. It's tough to say. Excuse me. I'll get it. All right. Let's get back to what it was that we were going to talk about. And that is, and I want Gene Abercrombie to do the honors, that is Snapchat.
And it's time now for Bobby Dooley's parenting tips.
Thank you very much, Gene Abercrombie. You know, as parents, we've got it really, 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 really tough. And as parents, we have to work out how tough it is. Well, let me tell you something. My boys have told me something that disturbs me greatly. And then I said, well, are you guys going to have the kids over this weekend? And they said, well, do you think we should, Mom? I said, I think it's time for a kid corral. And they go, okay. And they went off to the phone and called up all the kids they know. And we had what we call our kids corral, where we have all the kids over. And we say to them, this weekend, as you kids come in and out, yes, at all hours, because don't look, I know Mom and Dad, I can see you out there looking really weird at me like, ooh, how dare you, they're our kids. Yes, they are. Yes, they are your kids. But if they choose to come to our house, we do. We leave the place unlocked. They can come in and out at all hours. And if they fall asleep, we'll wake them up and say, do you have to be home? And we'll never mind, just go ahead and sleep. Because a lot of times, you know, Steve?
Well, you know, kids are kids, and they're going to have maybe a cocktail.
And we'd rather that they have that cocktail under our roof than under yours, which you probably won't let them do. You see what we mean? So,
yeah, they're not going to let you do it.
Exactly. So that's why we will say, you come over here. And anyway, the boys said to us, they said, Mom, a lot of the kids are going to Snapchat. And I said, really? What's that? And they said, it's a new social media site where they can say stuff and it self-deletes. And I went, oh, that is really, really convenient. And they said, yeah. And I said, but why are they doing that? Why are they leaving Snapchat? See, nobody ever asks that.
Well, I mean, the guys at Facebook do.
Oh, I mean, why are they leaving Facebook? Thank you, honey. Why are they leaving Facebook? Well, what is Facebook doing?
Well, the guys at Facebook are asking why they're leaving Facebook.
Are you crying?
Well,
I'm sorry I hit you that hard. Here, you can, well, I don't want people to know what you're doing, but it's a throwback to when he was a baby. Not now, but, okay, so,
oh, God.
Gene Abercrombie, are you going to be sick, Gene?
I think so, yeah.
Gene Abercrombie just got sick. That's very rude.
Ms. Dooley, I'm not used to seeing...
Oh, what a baby.
Oh, God, Abercrombie. You know, man it up, will you?
I'm not used to seeing that kind of a display. Yeah.
Well, go in the bathroom, then. He vomited all over the floor of the studio.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, man up.
Exactly. Man the heck up. What did Dunsel Washington say?
Man up, dog.
Yeah, man up, dog. Man up, dog. I love that. Man up, dog. All right, so a lot of the parents will say, oh, how dare you have my kid over at your house as we sit here being stupid and overbearing and disgusting on Facebook. And I'll say, well, that's exactly why. You know? That's exactly why.
Yep, that hits the nail on the head.
Mm-hmm. It hits it right on the head. Because you're on Facebook and you're disgusting your kids and they don't want to talk to you and they don't want to, you know, see your little comments about things. And the worst of all is when you have your little hissy fit because your kids blocked you. You know? I mean, that is so retarded. Excuse me for saying it, but it really is retarded.
Yeah, we wouldn't use the word retarded if it wasn't, you know.
Exactly. But anyway, let's take a break now, and we'll be back here as we continue our discussions here on The Bobby Dooley Show and why so many of the kids are leaving Facebook and going to Snapchat and on account of you being disgusting. Why is all of that happening?
Yeah, why are you disgusting?
They're leaving because you're disgusting, but why? You know?
Yeah.
We'll be right back. Well, welcome back to The World of Phil Hendry and The Bobby Dooley Show. I'm Bobby Dooley. Now, Belinda Boneal is a resident here at Western Estates. I'd like to say she's a friend. Unfortunately, I can't right now. Steve and I invited Belinda and her husband, Bob, to our houseboat vacation on Lake Shasta two summers ago. We do sunbathe in the nude, and Belinda took it upon herself to strip and also join, and Bob did too.
Yeah, Bob stripped down. Wow.
Yeah, it was jarring. I say this with the greatest of respect, but Belinda is very hard on the eyes when she strips down. I pointed it out to her. I said to her with love, I said, Belinda, darling, you really are frightening to look at. And she then tried to throw a punch. Now, anyone that knows me...
Yeah, that's bad move.
It really is a bad move. I handle myself very well. My father was Army. Enough said. So I grabbed her hair and I swung her around like an Olympic hammer. I let go. Steve, take it away.
Yeah, and then she went flying off the boat and she hit the brick dam up there at Girdner Dam on the north part of the lake, and she slid down the face of the dam like a slinky. It was wild.
Yeah, she just went down the face of that dam. Just if I could do a sound effect, it would. What did it sound like, Steve?
It went like this. It went.
Exactly. And so, but that's what you get when you get between a dog and her meat. Now, Belinda saw me nude. Okay, big deal. It's probably one of the nicer things that she has seared into her memory. She had the unmitigated gall to do an email 2 weeks ago telling everyone about the rocker panel. Now,
okay, my wife has a tattoo.
Yeah.
My wife has a tattoo on the bun.
Well, on my bottom. You can say bottom, Steve. You don't have to stammer around looking for the word.
Well, yeah, but is the bottom both buns, right?
Yes, it's both. God, what a question that is.
Yeah, well, she has it.
I have a tattoo of a Hell's Angels rocker panel across both cheeks of my bum area. And it says California. Okay, there you go. That's the big admission. So I guess, Belinda, you can... I don't know how you pull your emails back. They're going to be really boring now because Bobby has just told everyone.
Tell everybody, you know.
Well, it was before I met Steve. It did involve alcohol. it did involve a young man who rode a motorcycle. Do I remember? No, I don't. Am I bothered by it? Not anymore. So, and it was a long time ago, my sons did not know I had that until Belinda opened that big fat air horn she calls a mouth and sent out a email. So guess what, Belinda? Your kids are coming to my house as part of our kids' corral, and they're going to spill their guts.
Yeah, Belinda, it's going to happen.
You know, I'm sorry, ladies. I didn't mean to lose my temper, but I just, there was no reason for that. None at all. And it's just amazing.
Yeah, she's going to come over here, and you'll see.
Who's going to come over where?
Belinda.
No, not Belinda. Her stupid kids, Steve. Don't get me more upset.
I'm sorry. Yeah, that's what I meant to say. Her dumb... Well, you don't want to call them stupid.
Why not?
Because they're coming for the kids' corral.
I don't care. The kids come... Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. Again, I'm sorry. The kids come to our house regardless of whether we think they're stupid or not, because our home is... They get to have beer. Not, ladies and gentlemen, we don't serve them beer, but they can safely drink the case of beer that they had an adult buy, which was not me. Okay?
Yeah, but, I mean, an adult did do it.
I already said that.
Yeah, but you got to be clear.
Steve, don't tell me how to do... Come here.
Well?
Come here.
Ah!
Oh, look at him crying like a little girl.
You hit me.
Did I hit you? Gee, I didn't. Oh, now I remember. Yes, I did. You want to see it again?
Yeah, you wouldn't dare.
Really?
Wow!
I will hit him whenever I feel like it, and you're not to call the police on me. You understand that?
It's not. You're not allowed to do it.
You are not to call the police on me. And the police will not come, because guess what? I know how to slap a man so there's no marks at all. Clean. No marks. Remember the guy in Raging Bull?
Yeah, he's talking about that guy, the Jake...
Well, don't go babbling, Steve. In Raging Bull, that one guy, Tommy, or whatever his name was, some Italian, he goes, I hear the kid's good-looking, clean, no marks. That's what he says. You know, that's my husband, Steve. Clean, no marks.
You...
What?
Nothing.
I'm very sorry. I wanted this to go a lot better than it's gone. But I'll tell you this much, the Bobby Dooley Hour has gone better than just about any radio show you, ladies and gentlemen, have heard in recent memory. And by that, I mean the last 50 years, because I know a lot of you are, and I say that with great respect, because we do respect our elders on the Bobby Dooley Show as part of the world of Phil Hendry. Now I want to play a song for my husband, Steve. And I think it's very appropriate, and I can't believe that I haven't thought of playing it before, but, you know, I think it's important, Steve, and here it is.
Oh, wow. Jamie's crying.
Yeah, Stevie's crying.
Oh, wow, just get you...
You can't man up and get slapped.
I'd man up.
Oh, Stevie's crying.
Ow!
What a baby. All right, so let's get to Snapchat. They ought to call it Slapchat. How about a social media site for gals like me, huh?
Call it Slapchat. Why don't you just call it...
How about if I just call it Bitch Chat for you and every man that can't man it up? Okay. There's one thing I will say for Steve. He doesn't need any of that Viagra or whatever they call it. He does bring it. I will say that.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, Steve, don't overdo it. There's only three times when Steve can't really bring it. That's when he smells pork being barbecued, if he hears air conditioners running, or if he's outside of L.A. County. And that's the only three times.
Yeah, otherwise I'm deadly.
Otherwise you are. You are deadly. But summertime, who doesn't barbecue pork? I know I do.
Also, now you're trying to make me look like I'm some kind of a thumb, you know what.
Well, if you're a thumb, you know what, Steve. Uh-oh, Stevie's crying.
Shut up.
Did you just tell me to shut up?
Yeah, I did.
hurts, don't it? Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry, this has devolved into something quite apart from what I thought it would be, but you know something? As the kids like to say, it's all good. I'm Bobby Dooley, and this has been The World of Bobby Dooley. Next week, we will continue talking about Slap Chat, or Bitch Chat, or whatever it's called. It's called Snapchat. We're going to talk about... We're going to talk about this like adults. And I'm going
to... Oh, look, you're all bawling out. What a baby. You're such a...
Punk. Next week, we're going to talk about Bitch Chat and how they ought to have one for some of you husbands out there that can't take it because you're always just crying. So that's next week on The Bobby Dooley Show. Get in here.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know. The Bobby Dooley Show, as part of The World of Phil Hendry, is produced by Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved.
Is that it?
Yes, that's it. Just...
Get out of here, punk. I'm disgusted with all of yous. As Jake LaMotta said, I'm disgusted with all of yous.